The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray grew out of Walter Mosley's experience of helping to manage and participate as fully as possible in his mother's care over a 5-year-plus struggle with dementia.
And the big thing to, I think, for people taking care of their family is to realize that even though you need experts, the experts treat people with disease as, you know, either as patients or even objects, rather than somebody's mother or father or whatever. So it's important for you to get in there and start working with them, with the with your parent, and to learn their language, and to learn their ever-changing language and sets of needs. Once I had kind of learned my mother's language and the importance of being able to speak it, the novelist in me kind of set off, and I started writing this book.
At the heart of The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray is the relationship that develops between the 91-year-old title character and his young caregiver, Robin.
A young woman who had been abandoned by, you know, her family in different ways, and this old, old man who's kind of been abandoned by life in general, coming together and being able to be there for each other. For me, it's the ideal kind of love story, especially because there's so much difference between she's 17, he's 91. So you don't get confused about romantic love or sexual love or anything like that. It's just two people who can come together and really be there for each other, you know, which is real love.
The story is set as much in the various locales of Ptolemy's memories as in his violence-stalked neighborhood in contemporary Los Angeles, and turns on Ptolemy's decision to make a Faustian bargain with a mysterious doctor to try an experimental drug.
Just started in his mind, and I wanted to follow it. I wanted to follow what he was thinking, what he was experiencing, what he was saying, and see where it took me. You know, and it took me into this adventure, you know, with this man with this experimental drug, this illegal experimental drug that could give him back his memory, but he would die within a few months. Mm-hmm. And he had to make that choice, even in his demented state. And that, you know, and that really is the thing. You know, what's more important, your life or your memory? Dementia and Alzheimer's and senility, all those various, you know, different situations can start to set in. It's not that people stop remembering. It's that memory, you know, starts to vie for the present. And so, you start to remember things. He remembers Coy Dog, who was kind of his protector and his mentor when he was just a little child, and who told him, you know, how to live life and what was important in life.
In The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray, Walter Mosley writes with great sensitivity and understanding about the complicated mental landscape dementia patients attempt to navigate.
There's a voice on the other side of the door. You're not supposed to open the door because there's a woman who comes in and robs you when you open the door. But the voice on the other side of the door is a man's voice. But then you go back and forth. You start thinking about the woman. You start getting scared. You go to the door. You move away. You remember something that happened 40 years ago. You come back again. Now, this happens to all of us. We all go through this. But we're able to focus on the event in front of us. And one of the things about when you get older, that ability to focus, it gets less and less. And so when your mind wanders off into another avenue of thinking, you travel that way for a while, you know, before coming back to the place where you're supposed to be making your decision. Rather than the book working out what I was dealing with my mother, actually the book was a celebration of having been dealing with my mother. Her going through dementia, I was able to communicate with her and she with me in ways that we had never done before. And I think that we were able to express a kind of a love and concern and dependence on each other that we had never experienced before. And that was really wonderful. And so what I did was I brought that feeling to the book, how wonderful it was to really be able to deal with her.
New York Times bestselling writer Walter Mosley, author of the widely acclaimed novel, The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray, which is now out in paperback. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.